Lord be with you.
With yours.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself and say, do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there are many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went away." The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening. I had the opportunity today to attend the confirmation of adults who prepared themselves for confirmation, those who had not gone through the normal process, or I should say, kind of like standard process of being confirmed in high school, those who, for some reason, their journey was interrupted a little bit, but as we know, everybody is on their own separate journey. But they all came back to the church because they all felt that something was missing. And they worked with all their sponsors and all their facilitators and teachers to learn more about their faith and to finally accept the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ, being fully initiated and being confirmed today. This was a regional celebration, and there were 106 candidates who were confirmed today from all over the San Pedro region, and about a dozen from here in St. James Parish. By virtue of our baptism and fully empowered with the Holy Spirit, we take on the mission, Jesus' mission, accept his mission as priest, prophet, and king. And in today's first reading by Jeremiah was also a prophet. And he was appointed a prophet at a very early age. And the first reading gives us all that information about what he might experience. And God told him that he would be with him always. God is with us always. He would be challenged. He would speak for God to those who might have forgotten what God's word was. He was there to remind the Israelites of the covenant that they had with God. And as we know, even in today, there's always this separation of church and state. And sometimes we're told that we are to be quiet about our religion. But that's what we're being challenged to as being prophets for the Lord, is to stand up for whatever we know is right, and to live our lives in such a manner that mimics the life of Christ. Even Jesus, in today's gospel, had told us that no one in his native land would be accepted as a prophet. And he challenged them with some examples from the Old Testament, how others would respond before the chosen people. And they wanted to throw him off the brow of the hill. But Jesus knew that his Father would never abandon him. And that's the message for us also, that our Father will never abandon us. He is always there for us to rely on. He is always there to be with us in our joys, and especially through our challenges. So take courage in knowing that our Lord is with you whenever you meet a challenge in your life, or you're challenged by someone else. But then again, St. Paul tells us how to respond. St. Paul tells us that God is love. And where love is God. And he gives us specific examples. Now, the particular reading that we heard today from Corinthians is oftentimes used at weddings. And it talks about what love is and is not. But that really does apply to all of us at all times of our lives. In our home, in here in church, where we work, at the grocery store. Love is kind. Love is patient. It endures all. In any situation that we may find ourselves, if we turn to our Lord, he will give us the courage and the strength to see it through. Our Lord is all about love. And we'll hear oftentimes how Jesus deals with problems and situations, with compassion, with kindness, showing love. So as we go forth into our lives, let us remember that our Lord is always with us. Let us remember that we too can be a prophet with the example of our lives, how we act, how we speak with each other, in kindness, in love, because love never fails.